Hi, this is Body Mind Yoga and this is Bhumi. Please lie down comfortably. Make sure you're lying on a mat or maybe a thick blanket or a comfortable carpet. And we'll do a brief check-in. So to start with, just choose a comfortable position to lie in. Legs long, semi-supine. Or even butterfly. Let your eyes be soft and maybe closed. Take your attention inside and be aware of your breath. Allow your belly to rise and expand as you breathe in and fall. Relax as you breathe out. So you breathe in, belly rises. And breathe out, belly falls. Now the theme of this class is going to be core strengthening. So that means strengthening the sort of deeper core muscles from the lower abdomen, sort of the ones right deep inside, closer to the spine. And also strengthening some of the leg muscles, like the hip flexors, the psoas muscle near the front of the thighs, and also across the back of the hips there into the glutes and around the sides of the hips. These stabilizing muscles that stabilize the pelvis and support your lower back. Ensure that you really listen to your body and move gently. Never push into pain or discomfort. Rest whenever you want to. And pick the options that suit you, that feel best for you. To start, can you have your legs in semi-supine? Feet flat on the floor, the knees bent and pointing up to the ceiling. And then interlace both hands behind the back of your head. Be aware of your breath. Next time you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in and see if you could press your lower back towards the floor. Make it a bit flatter. And then breathe in and relax. Do that a few more times. Breathe out, gently tighten the lower tummy in. Maybe flattening the lower back slightly there or pressing it into the floor. And then relaxing, letting go as you breathe in. Continue doing that, but next time you breathe out and squeeze the lower tummy in, use your hands to roll the head forwards. Breathe in, relax the head down, relax the tummy. So you breathe out, tighten the lower tummy in, use the hands to lift the head and roll the head gently forwards there, and then breathe in and relax. Keep going like that. But now we'll bring the legs into the movement. So when you breathe out, squeeze the lower tummy in. Bend one knee over the chest, roll the head forwards. Breathe in down. And then swap legs. So you breathe out and draw the other knee over the chest as you roll the head forwards. And continue like that. Alternating from leg to leg. Breathing out as you draw the head and one knee towards each other. Tightening the lower tummy in there. And breathing in back down, relaxing the tummy. You can Also here, feel the movement through your spine, from the lower spine, up in between the shoulder blades, into the neck. And the next time you have the head down, relax the head and place both feet back on the floor. Bring the hands out from underneath the head and rest your arms down beside you. Now keep one leg in semi-supine, so one leg stays where it is, and bring the other knee up over your chest. You can keep the arms resting on the floor here, unless you feel like you want to use the hands to support your leg in a moment. But otherwise, rest the arms down somewhere next to you. And then that knee that's hovering there over the chest, when you breathe out, slowly lift that foot up towards the ceiling and stretch that leg up into the air. Again, tightening your lower tummy in there before breathing in back down and bending the knee so it's bent over the chest. So you breathe out, straighten the leg up into the air, squeeze the lower tummy in, and inhale, bend the knee over the chest. Do that a few more times on that side, same leg, straightening, strengthening, and stretching as you breathe out. Inhale, bend the knee over the chest. Strengthening through the front of the legs, that big quadricep muscle, as you stretch out through the back of the leg, the hamstring. And then when that knee is bent next time, put that foot down on the floor and keep that leg now in semi-supine, and we'll swap over. So bend the other knee over the chest. And when you breathe out, stretching that leg up into the air, comfortably straightening the leg there as you tighten the lower tummy in before breathing in and bending the knee back over the chest. Continuing like that, feeling the movement through the leg and also into the lower back. Great. And then when that knee is bent over the chest, put that foot back down onto the floor. So you have both legs back on the floor in semi-supine. Now bring the feet a bit wider apart, about shoulder width apart. Unless this hurts the hips and you prefer to have the feet closer, that is okay. Bring your arms comfortably out wide to the sides. And then slowly take your knees from side to side. And here you can breathe out as you take the knees down to the side and breathe in as they go through the center. And feeling the hips rolling from side to side here as the knees go side to side. And when you're comfortable with this movement, when you breathe out and take the knees down to the side, you could gently roll the head to the opposite side so that your knees go one way and your head gently turns the other way. Releasing and relaxing the lower back, feel this movement through the whole of your spine. Is there any part of your spine that's not involved here, that's not moving? Is there a part of the spine where you feel the twist more strongly? For some people it's more through the lower back. Other people feel it more through the shoulder blade area, between the shoulder blades. Or maybe the neck. And when you've got the knees in the middle next time, just rest them there and have the head back in the middle as well. And then can you bring both knees up over your chest? And just have the knees hovering over the chest on their own. So keep the arms resting on the floor, but have them somewhere a bit more comfortable now, so not so much out to the sides, but maybe a bit closer to your body. So both knees are bent up over the chest. Keep one knee bent over the chest, like it is, and straighten the other leg up into the air. And then carefully squeeze your lower tummy in, keep it squeezed in as you slowly lower that straight leg down towards the floor. Maybe at first just go about halfway. Keep the lower tummy squeezed in and then bend that knee over the chest, relax the tummy and then swap legs. Again, swap over, straighten the other leg up into the air, squeeze the lower tummy in, keeping the leg straightish, lower the leg down, and then bend over the chest again. Keep alternating from one leg to the other. Have the focus of your attention here on gently squeezing the lower tummy in, especially as you lower the leg down. See if you can keep your lower back quite flat to the floor. But then each time you bend the knee over the chest, just take that chance to relax the lower tummy. So you learn to engage and squeeze in when you need it, to use those deeper core muscles, and then to be able to relax and let go. This isn't causing any discomfort through your lower back. As you lower that straight leg down to the floor, you might like to go further down. Lower it all the way down, just above the floor maybe, before you bend it over the chest. Keep alternating one leg, then the other. And then have both knees bent over the chest. You can hold onto the knees now with the hands. Do a gentle rocking from side to side. Feel the lower back as you do that. Way the lower back is moving against the floor, and aware of the sensations through your lower back as the knees go a bit to one side and a bit to the other. And when the knees are in the middle, use the hands to draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. You could breathe out as you draw the knees closer in towards the chest and breathe in as they move away from the chest. And be aware of how that feels for the lower back. And let the knees Back out and put the feet flat onto the floor into semi-supine. Rest your arms down beside you. Start with the palms of the hands downward so the palms are touching the floor. But if you prefer to in a moment, it might feel more natural at some point to let the palms turn upwards. But just to be aware of where the hands are. And just check that your feet are at least hip width apart or a bit wider. You can always adjust the feet in a moment to suit you. And then when you breathe in, you can gently tighten the lower tummy in and then slowly lift the hips off the floor and up into the air, up into shoulder bridge. And then lower them back down as you breathe out. So you breathe in and you lift the hips up into shoulder bridge and breathe out back down to the floor. Aware here of the way that your feet contact the floor. Gently pressing the feet into the floor as you lift the hips up. So that hopefully you can feel a nice tightness there through the back of the hips, strengthening those big glute muscles there at the back of the hips that you normally sit on. And if you do a lot of sitting, maybe for work or driving, these muscles can get quite weak and that can cause lower back pain. And as you lift the hips up and press the feet into the floor, check that you're pressing evenly with the feet. Check the feet feel balanced, that they're positioned evenly, symmetrically. When you lift the hips up, you can maybe press the palms of the hands a bit into the floor. For some people, that works best. Or maybe turning the palms upwards as the hips lift. That may feel more natural for the shoulders. Then you can either go up and down a few more times. Or if you'd like to hold the shoulder bridge, leave the hips up there for a few breaths. Decide how long. If you're holding there, breathing, checking that your face is relaxed, letting go of your jaw, softening through the shoulders. Keep feeling that tightness into the back of the hips. And if you are still holding, slowly, slowly come back down. Put the hips back down on the floor. And then bend your knees up over your chest. And have the hands at the backs of the knees. And when you breathe out, lift both feet up towards the ceiling. Tighten the lower tummy in there. Breathe in, bend the knees and relax the tummy. So breathe out, lift the feet and gently stretch the legs up into the air, drawing the lower tummy in there. And breathe in, knees bending. When you've got the feet up in the air, you leave them there. Find somewhere fairly comfortable to hold, somewhere where you have a nice gentle stretch at the back of the legs, but not too much. And be aware of your breath as you hold. Of relaxing and letting go as you breathe out. You can breathe out just a little bit longer than what you're doing. Breathing out just for an extra second or two longer. And softening and letting go of your body as you breathe out. Having the legs up in the air like this is really good for your lymphatic system and circulation. Good for your heart. Good for your brain. Very relaxing. And we'll let that go. So slowly bend the knees over the chest. Your hands, once the knees are bent over the chest, on the inside edges of your knees, and press the knees wide apart. And then bring the knees closer together. Once the knees are close together, put your hands at the backs of the legs, like you did before, and straighten the legs up into the air. Then we'll alternate between those two movements now. So bend the knees once the knees are bent. Press the knees wide apart with the hands. And then when the knees are fairly close together, straighten the legs up into the air. So you alternate between having the knees bent and pressing them apart, and then having the knees close together and straightening the legs up into the air. Find a way to breathe here. You might like to breathe in as you press the knees wide apart, and then breathe out as you bring them together and straighten the legs. Or maybe you prefer to breathe out into each pose and breathe in between. Or you could just let go of your breath and breathe however you like. You don't always have to coordinate the breath with the movement. Then as an alternative, you could keep doing this same movement, but instead of using the hands to help you, rest your arms down on the floor. And just do the same movement with the legs on their own. This way you'll have to use the leg muscles or the core muscles a bit more. Feel when it would be good to use the tummy muscles. And does it help to pull the lower tummy in? Maybe when you straighten the legs up into the air. Can you feel the muscles at some point through the inner thighs working? Maybe being stretched and then strengthened. And feel what's happening around the outside of the hips as well and through the back. Great. And then when the knees are bent over the chest, you can catch hold of the front or top of the knees. Draw the knees in and out of the chest a few times. And then relax the feet down onto the floor. If you're quite happy to lie in butterfly, then bring the soles of your feet together and have your knees wide apart. If butterfly hurts your hip joints or your lower back, then choose another position to lie in. And be aware of your breath. Let the belly rise as you breathe in and fall as you breathe out. you have the legs in butterfly, bring the knees back up. Have the legs up in semi-supine. And from semi-supine, can you roll over to the side? And come up and around into the all fours position. Have the hands about shoulder width apart, roughly under the shoulders or a bit in front. Knees hip width apart. If it hurts your wrists in this position, rest on the elbows if you prefer. And when you breathe out, gently squeeze your lower tummy in and round your back. Tuck the tailbone under, roll the head down. Press the shoulder blades up. And then breathe in, relax the tummy and gently lift the head and hips. Arch the back. So you breathe out and you round the back. Stretch in between the shoulder blades. And you breathe in the other way. Back and forth, moving with your breath. And as you breathe out and round the back, see if you can breathe out for that extra second longer. Then pause in the center. And from here, can you put your elbows down where your hands are so that you're resting on your elbows and forearms? But then bring your legs out long behind you and slowly come all the way down onto your front like that. So you're resting on your front. Bring your head and chest all the way down to the floor as well. Now there's a few options here with the arms. We're going to do the half locust pose. The main part of the locust pose is the strengthening through the hips, the legs and through the lower back. But you want to make your shoulders as comfortable as you can. So one option is to have the arms out long in front of you. If that's okay for the shoulders, that can be quite comfortable for most people. Or you can have your hands under your head with your forehead or chin resting on the head. Or you can tuck the hands under your chest. Just make sure your upper body is really quite fine here, so you can focus on your lower body. Now when you breathe in, you can pull the lower tummy in and lift one leg a little bit off the floor. Breathe out down and then swap legs. Just alternate legs like that. Breathe in, lift one leg up. Can feel that tightness into the back of the hip. Breathe out down and swap legs. Now you can either just keep the upper body sort of relaxed and comfortable there, or if the arms are out long in front, you could lift the opposite arm up. So as one leg lifts up, perhaps lifting the opposite arm up at the same time. If you do that, you'll probably need to lift the head up a little bit, but keep your face looking down. Just want to avoid any backward bending of the neck there, so the face stays flat to the floor as you lift the leg and the opposite arm. Just keep swapping sides. This is a really, really useful strengthening exercise. Also balances your spine and can help to balance the two sides of the hips. Strengthens those big glute muscles there at the back of the hips. As long as that doesn't cause any discomfort, and you don't have a lower back injury, to finish with, you could do a few with both legs together. It's even more important if you're doing both legs to really pull your lower tummy in first and then lift the feet up and bring the feet a bit closer together if you can too. If that causes discomfort in your lower back, don't do that option. If you're fine with that, do a few more. Breathe in, lift both legs up, both feet closer together. Feel that tightness through the back of the hips. Breathe out, down each time. Great, and then relax everything down. Have your head and arms somewhere comfortable, so you might like to have your hands under your head. And then have both knees bent, so the feet are up in the air, and bring the knees a bit wider apart. Do that light crisscrossing of the ankles, so the ankles cross over in the middle, and the feet swing to the either side, and then they cross the other way in the middle. Just feet wide, and then crossing in the centre. Keep it relaxed and easy, swapping which way you cross the ankles each time. Breathing comfortably as you crisscross the ankles. And then we'll let that go. So let the legs be long. Have your head on straight. Have your hands either side of your chest in a kind of push-up position. And then when you breathe in, lift the head a little bit first and then press with the hands. Pull your lower tummy in and bend your knees and slowly take your hips back into the child pose. Or if you'd rather just roll to the side, take your time to come into child pose. So your legs are kneeling with your hips back on your feet, back resting on your heels or as close to the heels as is comfortable for your knees. And with child pose, you can have the arms stretched out long in front of you, with the head resting on your mat, or you can have your arms down beside you, or you can rest your forehead on your hands. Feel your breath. In this child position, you can take your hips slightly side to side, half an inch to one side, half an inch to the other. Keep it small. Feel what that does to the hips and lower back. If that hurts your knees, don't do that option. Leave the hips in the middle. Feel your body. Feel your breath. Take your time to bring your head and chest up so that you come up to sitting and bring your legs out long in front of you. When you have got the legs out long in front of you, bend the knees just enough that you can bring your feet flat onto the floor. So the knees are bent with the feet flat on the floor, but you're sitting up. And hold underneath the knees with the hands. And when you breathe out, squeeze your lower tummy in and lift one foot off the floor and carefully up into the air. Might need to roll back very slightly there and kind of get balanced on your sitting bones. And then breathe in, relax the leg down. And try that on the other side when you're ready. So make sure you start the movement by drawing the lower tummy in, maybe leaning back just a bit to get balanced and lifting one leg carefully up and then back down as you breathe in. Be very careful here if you have a lower back injury. You can keep the movement quite small and just focus on that tightening in of the lower tummy and not lifting the foot up too high. This is a half boat pose, Navasana. Just keep alternating, first one leg lifting up and then the other. And then only if that doesn't cause any discomfort, you've got no injuries, and you can try both legs. Really pull the lower tummy in, that's the stabilizing thing here, help you to balance. So pull in, lean back just a bit if you need to get balanced on your sitting bones. And then lift both feet off the floor, just a bit at first and slowly higher and higher. Maybe till the feet point up to the corner of the room. Breathe out into the pose. And breathe in back down. Just feel free to hold there for a couple of breaths if you want to. Great, and then let the feet come back down. When the feet are down, can you bring the soles of your feet together? So you're in a sitting butterfly, the knees are wide, the soles together, and draw the feet a bit closer in towards you, closer in towards the hips. Hold on to the feet with your hands. If butterfly is uncomfortable, have the legs long but wide apart instead as an alternative. And wherever you are, when you breathe out, carefully lean forward a bit from the waist so you feel more of a stretch through the inner thighs. And then breathe in and come back up. Keep going like that, breathing out as you lean forward, breathing in up. Or perhaps holding there if that works better for you, just staying there in that stretch and breathing. Making your out-breath that little bit longer. Finding a way to soften and relax as you breathe out. And then have the head and chest back up. Bring the knees back up together if you've been in butterfly and let the legs be long. Just have the legs out long in front, about hip width apart. You can give the legs a bit of a shake out there. And then we'll finish with a forward bend. So keep the legs out long, about hip width apart, and place your hands on the front of the legs, on the front of the thighs. Have a slight bend in the knees to start, and feel free to bend the knees as much as you want to in a moment. And when you breathe out, slide the hands down the legs, lean forward from your waist, let the chest soften down, relax the head at the end, and then breathe in and come back up. So you breathe out, you slide the hands down the legs as you lean forward and soften down there. Breathe in back up. Use your whole out breath. Really feel your body. Remember, it's not important where you're going or how far. It's feeling your body from the inside. You're finding a way of moving that really feels good for your body. And if you're happy to hold in this forward bend, stay there for a few breaths. Really breathe all the way out. As you breathe out, soften and let go of your body somehow. Relax your eyes, your jaw. Imagine the back of your body lengthening. Take your time to slowly come up out of it. Feel your body as you come up. When you are up, rest back on your hands. Bring the legs a bit wider and give the legs a shake out. And then take a rest on your back. It's really beneficial if you can make the time to have a short rest after doing the yoga. It's where your nervous system integrates the changes from the yoga poses. So lie in a comfortable position. Close your eyes. Be aware of your breath. Breathe in for a count of four. And breathe out for a count of seven. Breathe out, leave the counting. Just rest for a few moments longer, aware of the sensations in your body. Aware of your natural breath moving in and out. Thank you for listening. Namaste.